So how do you know if the news and information you're getting is real or is it fabricated?
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to a very special edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've been thinking about what I want to say today for several days. I've been putting aside several different news stories and a few notes that I wanted to think about to share on what I think is one of the most vital topics that anybody that has ever listened to this radio program needs to hear. I can remember songs like The Young Rascals, as you heard, How Can I Be Sure in a World That's Constantly Changing? And another song title from way back when, It's Only Make Believe, that was Conway Twitty way back when. One of the hardest things I face each day in preparing this radio program is discerning and sorting out fiction from fact. And over these almost 4 years now of producing this radio program, some days it's getting harder than others. We have a new enemy that we really need to face and recognize is very powerful and very potent. And that is artificial intelligence. Now, let me explain as we begin the program today, before I get into some of the stories that I've been collecting that I've wanted to share with you, why I believe that artificial intelligence is a game changer and it's not for the good. Now, I can think of some good things, but I can think of a lot of bad and dangerous things. I've been around long enough in the computer business, in producing media material, including Photoshop and video editing. I've got a good eye for recognizing things that have been, shall we say, altered. But today, with artificial intelligence, it's getting vastly more difficult. Most people can view a video and not know that the video is entirely fake. I think I mentioned about a week or so ago on this program, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, while visiting somebody that really knows their video work down in Florida a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity of seeing a political advertisement that had been put together. And I viewed it, and it looked pretty impressive. It had this very distinguished older gentleman as the host, talking about a vital topic in a community. And the guy explained to me that that entire guy you're looking at is totally fake and phony. He doesn't exist. He's artificial intelligence. And all we did was feed this guy a script. And then he made it even more plain. He said, you know, with today's technology, Bob, I could have you sit in a chair in front of a green screen or have you stand. And we could photograph you for about 10 or 15 minutes, watch your mannerisms, get voice samples, and the way you have inflection, and the way you speak, and even the way you occasionally pause. And all this can be put into a folder, so to speak, and then we could write copy of things you've never said. And we can dress you in any kind of clothes or uniform or suit and tie or even look like you're a clergyman, whatever we want to do. And he said, we could have anything come out of your mouth. And then that video could be posted among your friends and they would be shocked at what you just said, but you really didn't say it. That is the state of the art today. And probably, let me put it this way. And here's the dirty secret. That is the state of the art today, but it has been the state of the art for the deep state for quite a long time, which means now that this is available to the public, who knows what they have behind it for the next phase. People were beginning to figure out artificial intelligence. I mean, we've talked about it, other radio programs and video sources and people have talked about it for several years. which means it's becoming an open secret. So it's time to let it become open and let the world play with it as we develop something even more cunning and more dangerous to deceive you. I look at some of the big stories that we have covered on this radio program over the past 4 years. And I've always been cautious. There's so many great stories a lot of you share with me saying, Bob, you really need to look at this story. You need to share this. You need to say that. You need to make sure the world knows. And I get this feeling inside of me, you know, maybe I should leave this one alone, no matter how tempting it is. My instincts have been proven right many times. Stories that I avoided telling were the correct ones not to tell. They turned out eventually to be, well, not as true as people would want you to believe they were. Today, good video editors can do things and deceive many. I was a victim several years ago of that in a story that I shared with you on a radio program that I had to retract the next day. The one time that I didn't pay attention, we were living in Georgia at the time, and my health wasn't that great that day. We'd been dealing with flu-like symptoms, and I just felt miserable, and I was trying to get a radio program done, and I didn't spend the extra time to triple and quadruple check something that I wasn't totally sure about that somebody had shared with me. And I went to bed that night after the program had aired, and I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and something just said, you know, that story still, as good as it looked. I went down to my office at like 2:30 in the morning in the house, got on the computer and started doing some research, and I found the original unedited video. And I determined a very simple trick of editing. It's called a B-roll cutaway. And they had this person speaking at a podium. And for a brief moment while he's still speaking, they cut away to the audience just nodding their heads in approval and the big crowds that were there. And they put a couple of those B-rolls into this short, you know, minute video. So you wouldn't realize that you were being had. And all they had to do was eliminate one word to completely change what the person was saying. And it was during a B-roll and coming back that one word is taken out. And so when you watch the video playback, and you're used to the brief cutaways with the approving crowd, and this person makes the statement, and they're coming back with now the one word missing, and you pick up where he is leaving off with the one word not there, the meaning was entirely changed, and I had shared the audio with you. And the next day, if you remember, this is, well, it's got to be, what, 3 years ago now? At least 3 years ago. I shared the correct audio and apologized. And I made a vow to myself to be extremely careful and cautious going forward. There are many stories that I'm tempted to share, but I don't because I can't fully feel comfortable in sharing things to which I'm not sure. And that's why when I do share something, I have a very powerful confidence these days in what I'm sharing. Over the past several months, as I've debated how to do this program, how to research this program, and we get help now from time to time from Edward Zoll and others, have a guest I'm hoping to bring on. I may not agree 100% with every conclusion this individual has, but his overall work is worthy of your time and worthy of you to hear. There are a lot of people in that category that I may not agree with everything they have to say or even their conclusions, but a lot of the work that they do, a lot of the conclusions that they have reached are very accurate. I ran into this one story and I had to think about this. And it reinforced something that has been just growing in my spirit now, literally since last year, the end of last year. And I've wanted to do this kind of a program on disinformation, who's controlling it, how the world reacts to it, the controlled narrative out there. One of the things, and I'm just going to give you an example. One of the things that I know has got to be true, and historically it has been, not just in recent years, probably for 100 years, maybe 150 years. Do you think that every election in the United States has been fair and accurate? I am more convinced than ever that the odds of that being true are pretty much slim and none, and Slim was shot at the OK Corral. We have to understand that election, shall we say, predetermination has been around a lot longer than I think many of us would care to, well, admit. And I'm going to say something else. I mean, I know that in certain elections, you can count on Democrats stuffing a ballot box. We've known that with Daley's Chicago back in the 50s and 60s and into the 70s. If you think elections were honest in Chicago, I do have some oceanfront property that my wife and I would like to sell for really on the cheap. You know, a couple of thousand acres if you want to buy it. You know, I'm beginning to think that who really controls the outcome of many elections is not the particular, shall we say, pushing the envelope by any particular political party. I really believe that both parties now, the more I've done my research, at one time or another have engaged in such a practice. Now, you may find that offensive to say that. What do you mean, the GOP do that? Yeah. Got to remember, and I've said this before, within the Republican Party, there are a lot of fakes, phonies, and frauds. There are globalists. There are one-world government types. They're the ones that, you know, they it's the uniparty. I mean, it's where they were half the stuff they do, or the majority of it, is no different than their counterparts on the other side of the aisle. They fall into agreement. They keep, you know, these great conservative, fiscally responsible Republicans and conservatives, we keep doing resolutions to keep the government going, and we keep piling on debt. We currently have a Republican House of Representatives where all spending bills originate. How irresponsible can this majority be when we are piling on $1 trillion of debt about every 93 days? This is ridiculous. This is insane. And I see no end in sight. There are times that I look back over the past, let's say, 30 or 40 years. And I have to watch and in wonderment. There was one election, and somebody pointed this out to me, and I really wanted to get a good feel for this. And it's not just the left that has done it. The right has done it, or I should say the uniparty has done it. Whatever you may believe, and I'm beginning to think that, you know, that there's something about the uniparty that keeps us, well, at each other's throats. We are divided into tribes. You know, basically there are three tribes in America today. Three. One are conservatives on the right that want limited government, less intrusion on our lives. They care about their faith, their family, and their freedoms and their finances. And then you got those on the extreme left that feel that government can do better than anybody else at everything. And they really do believe that. They have been so brainwashed to believe that government is best at everything. We should have government regulations on everything. We should tax these corporations more because we need more money to do great things for our children and our parks and our environment, and that we're killing the world. And they really believe that lie. So they're in the other camp. And then there's a camp in the middle that could care less about either one of the other camps. They're in the mushy middle. They're just busy living their lives, enjoying their cocktail hours, and they just don't want to even deal with politics. They just want to get along and enjoy life. And elections are determined, when they're fair, with that group in the middle. However, you can persuade them back and forth, kind of like an ebb and flow. There was an election, and I want you to think about this for a minute. You may disagree with me, but the more I think about it, and this came out from a source that I have been following for a long time. And this guy tends to get it right. And he pointed out, you remember the election that occurred, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I want you to think about after Senator Edward Kennedy passed away in office from Massachusetts, a totally what we would consider in our minds and what we've been told for ages, a deeply blue state. I mean, this is Democrat stronghold. It is the home of the Kennedy clan and on and on, and the John Kerry, all of it. And somehow, a Republican won the election for the Senate and to take his place. Not there anymore, but, to take his place. It was January 19th, year 2010, in what then was called a total political upset, that Republican Scott Brown won the special election to fill the seat vacated by the death of Senator Edward Kennedy. Now, understand what this means. This was unheard of. How did a Republican win in a state like Massachusetts? Well, it didn't take long, and later that seat was filled by Elizabeth Warren. Now, why is that important? Why was this out-of-the-ordinary Republican coming into the Senate for a short time, why was this important? Why would the Democrats not contest that particular election where an individual, a Republican, snuck into office? Scott Brown. I'm looking back over history, and you got to go back to, the 1800s, early 20th century. Literally, by the time you get into the 1960s and 70s, it begins to move very, very Democrat in the state of Massachusetts. Somebody enlightened me on this one when I said, how did that happen? Could the election have been rigged by the Republicans or the Democrats or the Uniparty or the Globalist? I believe that it was, and here's why. Go back to what was happening in 2009 and 2010. Obamacare had just been pushed through, and now there was a major campaign going to push the issue, because you had Obama in the White House, you had a Democrat House of Representatives, and a razor-thin Senate. There was a push to get single-payer government Canadian-style health care. People were screaming loudly for it. In 2010, 11, and 12, basically those years that a Republican now was in the Senate. In other words, they didn't have the votes anymore to get universal single-payer health care from the government. You'd say, well, isn't that what they want? Well, not yet. I think they do in time. But in 2010, that was a bridge too far. 2011, 2012, it is a bridge too far. Obamacare was designed, in my opinion, to make healthcare more expensive, less affordable, and less responsive to the needs of people. And I can honestly say that is true. I can remember dealing with my late wife back in the early 2000s. We had private health insurance that was affordable, believe it or not, that did an outstanding job for the most part with her medical needs. Today, there are delays, expenses, and red tape, and you have to have a primary. The rules change dramatically, and everybody now is forced to buy this very expensive health insurance. One of the hardest things that my wife and I now had to do when I decided to, quote, retire a little bit earlier to pursue more ministry activities and things in other words, I didn't need this full-time job and I was in a position where I could, you know, make it work. The biggest single expense my wife and I had each month was health insurance. It was $1,000-something a month. We went to one of those MediShare outfits to use instead in the gap. It saved quite a bit. But see, if we'd gone the conventional route, getting health insurance or whatever the case may be, it was going to be over $1,000 a month. Now, remember, we hadn't gotten to this explosion on real estate where house payments are $2,000 a month yet. We were still having a house payment in those numbers. Inflation has taken a huge toll. And I think the idea was back, and understand, I've said this 1,000 times, that the left and evil have a way of doing business. They know that what they ultimately want will take many, many years, and many may never see it in their lifetime. Edward Kennedy was wanting single-payer government health care. He never saw it. He never lived to see it. And I don't care what anybody says. I really believe that somebody like John McCain would have gone along with it down the road. But the powers that be knew how dangerous it would be to force a Canadian-style system on the American people at that point in time. Between the economics, the economy, and everything else, I think it would have repulsed people to the point that it would have been very difficult to manipulate a lot of elections going forward. They already saw the Tea Party movement gaining strength and gaining power and making major inroads. And so they knew that this idea, they better make sure the Senate can't go along. And they put an end to it. And then as soon as the danger had passed, well, you get Elizabeth Warren takes that seat. You go from one extreme to the other. Do you really think that election was honest and fair? Any of those elections? I don't. I think the Uniparty has more control in these machine elections than we care to discuss. I'm beginning to think that in some places, elections are like Conway Twitty said. But it's do I believe that happens everywhere? Probably not. But there are places, I think, in this nation where money talks, power talks. The Uniparty has control over individuals, and they have control over the media, the outlets of what you're allowed to see, think, hear, and say. The narrative is very controlled, especially to the extreme left and the mushy middle in the middle that really doesn't watch a whole lot of news, and what they get generally is highly slanted, so they only know what they've been told. You know, at the end of World War II, as the final days in Europe were coming, the people in Germany were still being told they're winning. And radio reporters, I mean literally radio reporters and front page headlines, we're talking about the great and glorious victories of the Third Reich here, there, and everywhere. They're repelling the Russians. They're repelling the Americans and the English and the French and the Belgians and everybody else involved. They're repelling them back. They're going to, and the Canadians, they're going to shove them back to France and then back off the cliffs into the, you know, British Channel. They were telling the people of Germany those lies on the radio. People in Berlin were really believing, don't worry, we're going to win. I know it looks rough now, but victory is right at the door. Send out your 80-year-old men with rifles and your 12-year-old children to defend your the fatherland. And then it all fell apart. Our media today lies, and they lie a lot, and they lie willingly, and they're partners in lying. And they love to see more and more lies being spread. I've got a couple of things that I want to share. And I may not get to it in this first segment of the program, but I will in the second part of the program. But I want to share with you just a little exchange that occurred. And I'm sure many of you that watch the news have already seen this. And I want to close this segment on this little exchange between a Washington Post reporter and the press secretary for the President of the United States.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. I don't know if the president is going to. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue. It's a, you know, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that, or stopping the spread of that, or sort of intervening in that?
You've heard us talk about this many times from here, about the responsibilities that social media platforms have.
Now, I'm not saying that every election in the United States is rigged or somehow an illusion, but I am telling you that many elections over, let's just say, the past 50 years are questionable. Many outcomes were predetermined, and it didn't matter what the people really thought. They knew they could win certain elections by doing certain things, whatever those things may be. And it didn't matter if the candidate was Republican or a Democrat, as long as they were one that was going to play ball. And the illusion continues that there are two parties at war with each other, two tribes, so to speak, when really they're all cut from the same cloth. Think of how many people are in the United States Senate that just, two come to mind right off the top of my head. Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham. Are these really conservative people? No, they just know how to talk the talk when they need to. And they go back to the swamp where they're fed. We have a uniparty system for the most part. And they will play one side against the other. Now, then they get an interrupter. That happened several times, and they couldn't overcome it. I mean, you can go back over the last 40 or 50 years, and you'll find a few interrupters that came along. And some that were put in to ensure the person they really wanted would win. It's a dirty game they play in politics, and on that, there's no doubt. And that's why they're so concerned about this election, and they're having to pull all the stops out, even substituting candidates, because they can only control and move so much in any given election. And I really forget the polls you're seeing. The push polls are nonsense. They're lying to you. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And they use the word disinformation. It's really bad when a newspaper wants to silence the opinions of a candidate, which means that they are intellectually, and I hate to say it, morally bankrupt. They're no longer journalists. They are now state-run media propaganda artists. Welcome to North Korea. Welcome to a communist state. And we're getting closer to being one with each passing day. This may be our last election. if it becomes too big to rig. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. But let's take this break.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
As Truth to Ponder begins its fifth year of ministry, we enter a new era of programs and purpose. Since our inception in the summer of 2020, we have endeavored to bring you accurate and vital news and information. We have worked diligently to expose the political bias and the many lies being told by mainstream media, government officials, social media, and tech giants. Many of the stories we have shared over the past 4 years were once labeled as conspiracy theories. Today, those stories have proven true. Did those who lied to you ever apologize or acknowledge their lies? The answer is obvious. They haven't, and they won't. We are now entering one of the most critical times in the history of our world. Artificial intelligence can monitor much of what we do and say online and report it to both the government and private corporations. Artificial intelligence can create false but convincing propaganda narratives in all forms of media at lightning speed, including video and audio. Sorting truth from propaganda is getting harder to do each day. As part of our new emphasis in these historic times, Truth to Ponder will be partnering with other ministries and news sources to increase the amount of factual and needed information you must have in these troublesome times. To meet this challenge, we will vastly increase our efforts to put all of today's events and news stories in the light of God's world. We will be developing study resources and a platform that does not depend on the internet for delivery. We also pray to increase our radio footprint throughout North America and beyond. To meet this new challenge and to grow, we need your prayerful support now more than ever. Would you let others know about this program? Would you be a monthly partner with us? If you can, visit our website at truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. At our website, you can find out how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian online donation processing organization. That website again, truth2ponder.com. You can also support us by making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. That's Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, spelled C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. That's 24319. May God richly bless you as you help us spread the truth the world needs to hear.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of this special edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. There's something that I have noticed over the past 5 years, maybe 6 years, maybe even longer, amplified and louder in these past 4 to 5 years, the term conspiracy theorist. You know that you are a truth seeker when mainstream media and Wikipedia decide to call you a person given to conspiracy theories, conspiracy theorist. In other words, if you don't believe everything that ABC News here in the United States and NBC, MSNBC, CBS and CNN and The Washington Post, if you don't buy into every word they say and believe it as gospel truth, well, you're just worthless scum. You have a brain defect. You're a conspiracy theorist that needs to be silenced, canceled, and ignored and kicked off X, formerly known as Twitter and Facebook and Fascist Book and everywhere. This is the mindset of these evil scumbags that are in Washington, D.C. today. And you find them in both parties, sadly. I mean, truly, there is a uniparty. And the uniparty controls the majority of the House and the Senate at any given time in recent years. Let's go back to when Donald Trump first got elected in 2016. It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. We know that because of her the way she responded on election night. I guarantee you the Uniparty and all those that are in power, the deep state, the CIA, the intelligence apparatus of all people, they're involved in U.S. elections. Like they mess around in foreign elections. These people are criminals to the Constitution and should be treated as treasonous. They should be tried as traitors and pay the price of what a traitor should pay. The Uniparty, those that are in control, those that have destroyed our republic, but we're not a democracy, we are a republic. And that's another lie that is pushed all the time by the media. Our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. The word democracy always precedes something like a North Korea or a North Vietnam or a China. It's always the people's democratic whatever. Republic is generally, in the way this is done here in the United States, we have a representative republic. And the idea is to protect the minority. If you're a true democracy, it goes to the idea of two wolves and a sheep having a debate and a vote on what we're having for lunch. And we're losing those protections. We're losing our free speech rights. They're just being eroded away, but now they're open about it. There are people that oftentimes I do not agree with on many issues. I'll be honest. There are people I do not agree with on many issues. But there are times when they get things absolutely right. Naomi Wolf is one of those individuals. Now, she was born in San Francisco back in 1962, in a Jewish family. And she is kind of like one of those third wave feminists, is what she's often called, you know, like Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan, and she was a consultant back in the 1990s when she was if she's born in her 30s to Bill Clinton, and I can understand it. She wrote some books and she saw this whole scam about, you know, body integrity in people and this whole illusion by the cosmetics industry. And she started to have, shall we say, an epiphany. And she began to challenge some of her leftist and Democrat thinking. The pandemic was a huge eye-opener for her. And it made her realize that, guess what? Those Democrats I used to respect lie to me. And they lie a lot. And they're ruining my town. They're allowing it to be disintegrated. I still don't agree with everything that she has to say. But she is convinced that the COVID-19 response was wrong. She is convinced that elections are tainted. And she is convinced that there is really an elitist group that is running the show from behind the scenes. And we are given the choice of candidates that they want us to have. They win some, they lose some, but as long as they control the majority in most things, I mean, they control government agencies, and as long as they can keep an interrupter out of the playing field, they're happy and content. And recently she was interviewed, and I think that she, and like I say, I don't agree with everything she says, but what she has to say on this voting topic and how elections and parties and the Uniparty is run today. She talks in terms of the Democrat Party, but honestly, what she really needs to understand, what she's really saying and doesn't fully quite grasp, it is the Uniparty.
The machine is so effective and so automated that it, what I've been trying to warn the Trump team about in RFK Jr. too, is that basically, if they don't get their act together and stay on message, literally the DNC can pop their puppet, whether it's Mrs. Harris, whether it's AOC, whether it's Mrs. Clinton, who I expect to also make a, you know, return appearance of some kind, or, you know, Mrs. Obama. They can just pop them into slots, essentially pop them into events with their canned speeches, with their focus grouped sound bites, and just, you know, run out the clock till election day. And also the Republicans haven't done almost anything to clean up the election process. Bizarrely, we actually raised tens of thousands of dollars to draft an election integrity bill, and we offered it for free, including free lobbying, to anyone who would pass it. Two states tried to pass it, you know, three Republican legislators. That means that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Republican state legislators did not try to pass it, did not try to get rid of the voting machines, did not try to ensure paper ballots, same day voting, voter ID, only citizens voting, no ballot harvesting, all of the simple ways that our easy bill cleans up the voting process. So the point is, you know, literally, there's a channel that the Democrats can use and a playbook that they are using that I know by heart. I can run it in my sleep, that will just populate the surrogates, populate the ads, populate the events, populate the support from the unions and the teachers and the trial lawyers and the environmentalists and the pro-abortion people, you know, until election day. And then they'll cheat by a margin of 5 to 10% with absentee ballots, and that's that. And then Republicans, I promise you, if they don't wake up, Republicans and RFK Jr. supporters are going to wake up the day after Election Day saying, what happened?
What happened is you've allowed yourself to be manipulated by the Uniparty. I am more convinced than ever that there is a deep state, a Uniparty. They have the majority of Democrats in their pocket, and the rest go along to stay in office and stay on the gravy train. And they have, over time, infiltrated within the so-called conservative Republican Party. They have co-opted and they own most of the establishment Republican Party. You remember John Bonner, former Speaker of the House? What a fake, phony, and fraud with the tears and everything clown that he was. And remember who was the Speaker of the House when Donald Trump became president and stabbed him in the back every chance that he got? Good old Paul Davis Ryan. Remember him? Yeah, he's a great conservative. He really loves the cause. I'm a Tea Party kind of guy, too. Hey, what a liar. What a reprobate, degenerate individual that he was. See, only a few things got through that the deep state allowed. Everything else was a stab in the back. And then when it really came, well, showtime, the deep state decided it was time to change the majority of the House of Representatives and tell everybody it's a normal thing to have the parties flip. Oh yeah, the economy's doing better, the world is doing better, the world is a more peaceful place, and we're going to vote to change leadership or whatever in the House of Representatives? No. The decision was made to make things look bad, and that's how we ended up with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House, and then the attempt to get rid of Donald Trump with the fake dossier from Russia, and all the deep state went into overdrive because, see, Donald Trump was the unexpected interrupter to their long-range plan. This, the little back and forth, you know, I talk about evil and getting things back to normal. Evil gets three or four steps forward and somehow good gets two steps back, but the overall direction is evil, and this is the same game they have played in politics. If you can't see it, you need to see it. They don't want Trump the interrupter back. They thought they had him out, and they thought they had him out for good. My opinion about January 6th, it was a staged insurrection created by the Uniparty. Not just Democrats, the Uniparty. They did not want Trump back because it destroys their gravy train. It destroys the military-industrial complex. It destroys the money-making machine that the Bidens were enjoying, along with countless other Washington financial prostitutes and political prostitutes. That's all they are. They're evil, filthy, dirty people, I'm telling you. And you find them in both parties. And I know that they're worried about this election. they are pulling out all the stops. They're going to use artificial intelligence, phony advertising, lying, whatever it takes. They're going to push both the Uniparty. I'm not saying just the Democrats, the Uniparty, the Republicans that do not want Trump, like Brian Kemp. He's going to lie through his teeth. He's a filthy individual that is scum, that should be an embarrassment to anybody that lives in the state of Georgia. He's a liar. He's a fake. He's a phony. He's a fraud. He changed the election laws that allowed Trump to lose and changed him back so he would win re-election. And now he's changing them again in Georgia. That's all you need to know. He's not a trustworthy man. A lot of these fake and phony Republican governors, there are some very good ones out there. Don't get me wrong. There's some that are doing the job right. But a lot of them, they just know what to tell their audience. Now, there's always somebody accidentally or intentionally telegraphing their plans. Jamie Raskin, House of Representatives member, delusional Democrat to the core. He was on CNN recently. And look, the deep state, if they can cheat to win, use lawfare, and believe me, I was going to talk about that today, but most of you understand. Funny, they go after Trump for documents, but not Pence, not Joe Biden or any other people that should never have had him in the beginning, but they leave them alone when they come after Trump. This is ridiculous. This is lawfare. They are desperate because they know it's a hard number to move and cheat with in this country, and they need a plan B. Well, plan A was they figured that they could run Joe Biden, and that's falling apart. So they've, for the moment, put in Kamala Harris. We'll see next week if that even holds up. May it may not. You never know. Maybe Biden will come back. Maybe somebody else will be, you know, put into as a placeholder. I don't know. Given this year, anything is possible. But Jamie Raskin's kind of telegraphed that, hey, Trump, if you win, you know, Joe Biden was right. We're going to use every means possible to make sure you never take power. Listen carefully to what Raskin's is saying.
You know, there are different ways that people are disqualified for running from president. There's 75 million people, Americans, who can't run because of age restrictions. You've got to be 35 years old, okay? There are 25 million people who can't run because they're American citizens, but they were born abroad. These are kind of morally arbitrary distinctions, but they keep at least 100 million people from being eligible for president in this election. Donald Trump is in a class of maybe a dozen people who essentially have disqualified themselves under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment because they engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the democracy. So I would say that this is a pro-democratic provision that fortifies and strengthens democracy.
It's funny how Raskin's forgets one other group of people, you know, illegal immigrants that shouldn't be even allowed to vote, just those that are American citizens born overseas. They can vote. They just can't run for president. But see, Raskin's would love to open up voting for the millions that have come across the United States border during the past 3.5 years in the states where they're now living to ensure election results that they want, especially in the swing states. We are sitting in what I call one of the most precarious times that I can ever remember. Can elections be trusted going forward? I don't know. The only hope that I have is, and I hate to use this term and sound political, but you got to make it too big to rig. In other words, you know you can get away with 5% here, maybe even upwards of 10% in some places, but you start going beyond that and people are going to really start questioning. And there'll be enough noise where the media that thinks they control the narrative will start being really ignored. The truth is, the mainstream media doesn't have anywhere near the audience that they once did, oh, let's say 50 years ago. It keeps shrinking year by year. And so they have to use the power of artificial intelligence. They have to use the power of fake social media that pretends it's conservative when it is not, to influence. They're doing it very strategically, and don't, like I say, it's only make-believe. It's all an illusion. We have to be vigilant. We have to be loud. We have to be, well, aware. We have to understand that a lot of what they do, and a lot of the people you think you can support in many states, I mean, I've seen it in South Carolina, some so-called great conservatives end up being fakes, phonies, and frauds. And I'm not just saying Lindsey Graham. I'm talking about some congressmen that at one point in South Carolina and in Georgia that I had a respect for, they've lost all my respect because their true colors came shining through. They never were really conservative. They just wanted your vote. And they were willing to sell their immortal soul, if need be, to have money and power and influence for the season that the deep state would allow. We stand, I believe, at a point where, in spite of the deep state's desires, there could be a little period of, shall we say, respite, a little calm before the big storm. America is definitely on target for God's judgment at some point. And an evil people will get evil rulers. But I think there are enough Christians praying for an opportunity. We're never going to change the world's trajectory. It's well established in the Bible where it's going to go. We just need to use any time we are given, any opportunity we are given, to share the good news, the message, the positive things that God gives us. Philippians chapter 4, starting at verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, this is St. Paul, or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Too many of you are putting all of your hopes, dreams, and aspirations on politicians, and they're going to let you down. But Jesus Christ will not let you down. Somebody shared an email with me the other day and a little video. Don't have time to get into it, but I'll just give you the gist. For those that listen to shortwave radio, I know that these past almost a year now, the conditions have been, shall we say, not as great as they need to be because of these solar flares and activity. But for those that believe in the power of shortwave radio to reach the United States, Canada, North America in general, Europe, Australia, Asia, I mean literally global, we are coming into a time of a solar minima. And it's going to open up the HF band's propagation incredibly. And it's coming soon. That's why I believe in shortwave radio. I really believe as we go into some critical times this year and into next, the door of shortwave is going to be increasingly more powerful. And I want to make sure that we can remain there. Do you really believe in what we are trying to do here? I'm looking not just at what we do as shortwave, but what we can do as a podcast, what we can do to create a platform and devices that even without the internet can give you good, solid Bible teaching, education for homeschoolers, and so much more. It's something that virtually everybody can afford. I'm working on it. And if it comes to pass, I plan on making zero out of it. I'd rather just tell you what you need to get. You get it on your own, and then we just get you the content to put in. I don't want to be in the marketing business. I really don't. I mean, there are some things I'd like to make available to you somehow, some way, and I'm praying about the right way to do it, but I don't want to be seen as somebody being a money changer in the temple. I don't want to get into that. So just kind of pray for the direction God is leading me in trying to find ways to get things to you that you can actually use. I don't need to have a store. I don't need to have a paywall. I don't need any of that. I don't want any of it. but there are some things that I'd like to see you eventually have. But for the moment, I want to see this radio program grow, and that's why I come to you, the listeners to this program. Would you? I know the economy is bad. I feel it too. I see it in the giving at church. I see it in the giving for this radio program. It is all down because of the economics. But if you would you consider today supporting us for the first time? The quickest way is to go to the website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. You'll see a little support tab, and from there you can use Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go, a Christian organization. If you really need PayPal, let me know by email, and I'll tell you how to do that if you need it. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowee, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowee, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowee is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia. Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. P.O. Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319, and we will see you again tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.
This is Ancient Word Radio.